Thank you for joining us today. This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to have Joe Zaza with us. Joe's a long-term colleague. We're going to talk about really two sets of issues today. First, success factors with surgery centers and the success, what leads to successful surgery centers, what doesn't. And then second, building companies and what's been successful in building companies and what works and what doesn't. Joe, let me ask you to take a moment and briefly introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you, Scott, and I'm really pleased to be with you today. My name is Joe Zaza. I'm the co-founder and managing partner of ASD Management, and we are a developer and manager of surgery centers throughout the United States.
Thank you. And Joe, tell us a little bit about successful surgery centers, about 5,500, 6,000 surgery centers in the country. A lot of them are very successful, a lot of them are not. What are some of the top three or four success factors in a successful surgery center?
Well, proper planning on the front end, having a solid business plan, and that means, you know, making sure that you don't have too much debt, that you have realistic assumptions, that you have committed physicians, that you have strategic partners that are committed, you're not overstaffing or over equipment or overbuilding. That's certainly on the front end. We also see centers that are successful have really strong leadership at the administrative level. So they're usually one or two key physicians that are very involved in the operation of the surgery center. And we see centers that are successful typically having staff that's been there for a long time, low turnover, and effective delivery of care in the market, so they've called out a niche for themselves in the market.
So to summarize with you there, not too much debt, great physician leadership, generally a great staff without too much turnover, good partners, sometimes a great management company, great hospital partner, and really being a force in the market, providing great care and service in the market. The worst problem you see in surgery centers, what's a problem that's often repeated in surgery centers that can often be avoided? Anything that comes to mind that you could tell us about?
Well, with economically successful centers, there tends to be physician infighting, and what I would call the greed factor plays into it. And one party or a group of parties feel like they should have more than another party, instead of realizing that. And you have to understand the basic economics of a surgery center. It's a high fixed cost business. You only have one true variable cost, and that is your medical supplies. And then you have quasi fixed or variable costs, which are salaries. So essentially, everybody that brings something to the table pays the overhead, and then the center can be economically successful if you have enough cases to kind of get over the top, which is, you know, you drive significant economies of scale. So keeping the group together and trying to keep people together and not splitting off and really playing into those economies, you know, makes a big difference just from the pure economics of the center. Well, I think the other thing that you see with centers that have trouble is they end up becoming, I'm going to use the term fat over time, where they're not really benchmarking themselves against other centers, and they start having what we would call expense creep over time, and it starts wearing at the margins, and surgeons start leaving, and the key staff start leaving, and the center just kind of loses its focus and loses its direction, which ultimately is a leadership problem, because the leaders of the center have to look at the thing and say, you know, we've got to run this thing in a certain way, and we have to kind of set forth the tone for the center and the levels of expectation. So I would say those are the two areas where you see the biggest problems.
And thank you. And let me talk to you about your approach to managing surgery centers. You take a very hands-on approach. What's the balance between being big enough as a company to serve your centers really well, but being small enough to stay really in tune with your centers? How do you try and strike that balance as a company leader?
Well, it's a great question, and it's a constant challenge. We decided to be a privately held company. I think we're one of this larger privately held surgery center companies, and it's important to have enough funds and people and personnel to be able to cover properly for the client. And that means not just having one of everybody, but having two and three and four that oversee the systematic function of the center. But at the same time, our niche is a real boutique, and you know, I go to the board meetings, and I cover all the board meetings, and it's really ultimately at the end of the day, it's a relationship business with the client. And what we try to balance is having enough size and enough personnel to do a great job for our clients, but at the same time, have the owner of the company and the senior level people sitting there on a day-to-day basis. We think that's what distinguishes us.
One thing every surgery center should know about the business. What's one thing every surgery center physician leader should know?
Well, what every surgery center physician should know is that we're in the healthcare business, which means that we take care of people first, and then the business comes second. And the goal is to run a fundamentally sound surgery center with great people and great leaders and do a great job for their patients and their families. And then the other things will take care of themselves most of the time. But really, it starts with patient care. And that's the one thing everybody needs to focus on. If I meet with a group of surgeons or a hospital or whatever, and we start talking about how much money they're going to make, it's usually a very bad sign for how the business is going to do in the long run. If we focus on taking care of the patients and we put in a reasonable business plan and put in solid management skills, hire the right people, and you know, get the right leadership, the center is going to be really successful most of the time.
Thank you. And Joe, let's move from talking about successful surgery centers, and you've given us a lot of thoughts on those, to success factors in building a company. What are the top success factors in building a company, and what advice do you have for people in building companies?
Well, in 2015, we wrote a book called Developing and Managing Surgery Centers, but it's not just about surgery centers. It's about really about businesses. And the idea behind the book was is that you want to think about like building a house. That you have to have a foundation with four cornerstones. You have to have walls, which are people, and you have to have a roof, which is a leadership. And the cornerstones is really having an operating system management program, a systematic way of doing business. So in our surgery world, this is how you schedule, this is how you collect, this is how you take care of a patient, this is how you do quality assurance, and the people are going to be the surgeons, the anesthesia, the staff, and the administrator, and then the roof's going to be the leaders. So we believe that that applies not only to surgery centers, but to other businesses. Now, specific to your question, I think finding a niche in the market and finding an area where you can be really good and then attracting those clients and then delivering for the clients and really, you know, doing a good job for them with building a team of people around you is going to be the key to success. But finding a niche in the market is a real clear way of starting to be successful, but it's not. That's only gets you so far. You've got to build an operating system, or way of doing, or a systematic way of doing it, and then you've got to surround yourself with the right people, and then as a leader, keep the vision and stick to the vision.
You've had great success in business. You've been at it now for 25, 30 years. You have great success in working with a ton of different surgery centers. You have a great success in building your own company. As you look at the start of this year, do you set new goals for yourself? And what kind of goals do you set?
Well, yeah, we do set goals for ourselves every year. What we do with our clients every January is we sit down with the leaders and really kind of map out the year, come up with our goals for the year for that center. And then about the halfway mark of the year and towards the end of the year, we continue to evaluate ourselves and see how we're doing based on those goals. And sometimes they will change. With my company, we're doing the same thing. We sit down with the senior leadership team. We all sit down together and kind of talk about what we want to do as a company. And for example, we want to add 2 to 3 clients in our key markets this year. We know that if we add those clients, we're not going to spread ourselves too thin, and we're going to still be able to provide the same level of service. We want to bring in some additional talent to our firm, and we want to figure out how to grow our company's businesses, our surgery center's businesses, through new program development or recruiting or better benchmarking.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Joe. And thank you for joining us today. A lot of good information on building successful surgery centers and great advice on building companies and a lot of overlapping thoughts, quite frankly. So I really appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you very much.